Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome behind the bunker. 600 episodes deep, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in. Yo. This is our 600th episode, but podcast, we only started releasing it into the 100 and something. So we're only at 481 podcasts, but certainly 600 shows. So thank you guys for tuning in. My name is Todd Answers. This is our weekly paintball show, which you can download anywhere you get your favorite podcast from. With me, it's not, well, just not just me, but I have Josh Subizabrickis.
Yeah, 600. Who would have thought?
You're old.
Yes, I am. And I am very old.
And we also have Joe Kimson from Flaggers Paintball.
Hey, greetings, and that's Gavin, but whatever. Hey, greetings, and thanks for tuning in to Beautiful Behind the Bunker tonight. And I'm wearing a retro hoodie. This is the first hoodie. What's it called? The
Legacy.
The Legacy. OG? This is the Legacy OG hoodie. It's probably...
I heard you call it Legacy. I forgot why it was called Legacy.
It's called the Legacy. It's the original style hoodie. Just incidentally, I think we've done a total of 25 days worth of podcasts. 600 hours is 36,000 minutes. But if you take 600 divided by 24...
Sounds like a rent pod.
You get 25 days. So there's nearly a whole month's worth of podcast listening. So if you ever want to be like Forrest Gump and run back and forth across the continent and listen to podcasts, you have 25 days worth of podcasts. So that's pretty good.
Yeah. And thank you to George Hay for sharing it. I just found your stream of this, so I'm going to watch yours. And Gavin Sharma from Terra Tech Industries.
Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. 600 episodes! Where's the t-shirt, Ken's? thank you for the graphic, Matt. Well done. I wanted to say this is my last show. I do recall in my contract that 600 and I'm out.
Really? Wishful thinking, Sharma. Wishful thinking.
See if I'm here next week, folks. Tune in.
Gavin's contract actually said he would get paid only if we made it to 600.
Waiting for that BTP money, so baby.
His $5 is coming, and then he's out.
So essentially, now that we've made it to 600, we have to get through this one to say that we did. And then we have to start the negotiation. So there, yes, it's going to start. Also, I found out last week, or I found out since last week, what all this nonsense is about stars. So I did sign up, and we are qualified now for stars. So basically what it is if you guys enjoy the show or want to help out and support, click the link for some stars. Yes, it costs you some bucks, but the good thing is those bucks come straight to us, except for a small portion goes to our friend...
Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg. Yes, he needs some Botox, and that's what it's for. So if you guys would like to do that, we would definitely, not send it back. That's right. Nice to see everyone else in the live chat. Long time, first time, Corey Kimson, Tracy Santos, Bricktop. Mr. Critchlow, Mr. Spisser. Oh, no. Mr. Spisser's back in the live chat. Ryan McGee and all of the rest. So thank you guys for tuning in. 600 episodes of this nonsense. As did Joe. I wore one of my oldest paintball t-shirts as well.
That takes us to about 2002.
Yeah.
2001.
Little known fact. We'll go super quick. I wore a different shirt for every episode that we did for how many episodes? It was into the hundreds.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the number was. I wish I knew, but it was literally hundreds of episodes. And it wasn't necessarily all paintball t-shirts. It was just a different shirt every week.
Speaking of different shirts, I brought this to maybe we could help celebrate with some Canada Dry ginger ale.
Spumanti Bambino?
Yeah, that what? Too. Samantha, don't you remember
baby
that?
Baby Duck?
Baby Duck.
Oh, that's rich boy money. All I could afford was Spumanti Bambino.
Spumanti Bambino.
Like the world's cheapest. It wasn't even champagne. It was sparkling wine.
It was.
Yeah. So thank you, guys. Bob Spicer says...
All wine that's sparkling is sparkling wine unless it's from the Champagne region.
Correct.
That's right. Bob Spicer says, I took about a 100-episode break. My hot tub runs maintenance on Mondays.
That's true.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. Mike Thompson says, congrats. Look at that. See, you guys are now up on the screen.
There's a post.
It took us 600 episodes, but we are now...
Is that the chat you asked us to read earlier in the show?
Yeah. Can you read it?
How?
We'll have to make it bigger.
I see the name.
Yeah, like
Richie Rampage Santos said something.
He says, Gavin Sharma, you look great tonight.
From here, it just looks like it's been underlined.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we are... Don't adjust your screen. We are getting some bubbly champagne.
We are also needing funds for a larger monitor, maybe.
That or laser eye surgery again for everybody.
Wolf Critchlow says, Andre's baby duck.
Ew.
He's true. That's what it was. It was Andre's baby duck.
That's very true.
Was it a succulent duck?
Cheers to not 600
more. Not 600 more.
Maybe more.
But cheers to another baby dozen.
Another dear God.
Dozen, or at least another
you got
dozen.
At least three out of me.
Let's do this till we're all E.
Thank you, guys. If it wasn't for you, I'd be watching something on TV tonight.
Matt, I see you all the way over there, bud.
Yeah.
Matt had something to do with the show, too. Yeah. Allegedly.
Devon says, what, no tuxes? I'm wearing my tux underpants. And I've tuxed my shirt into my underpants.
Todd's wearing his cummerbund.
My tux only fit pre-COVID.
I had a black tuxedo.
Did it have a cummerbund?
Black.
Yeah. By the way, Jeff Thompson says, will we see BTB Tiger Stripe hoodies by 1200th episode? Okay, Jeff Thompson, here's where you bite your tongue. So, I have... a brand new unworn size XL. Look at that.
And I have scissors to cut it up to turn it into $700 headbands.
Yes. Should we auction off, give it out to the highest bidder, or should we cut it up and make BTB keychains. Branded Hermesis keychain? See, like, look at this little stretch at the bottom. That could be one headband.
Before I continue, I want to say thank you, Archie Emons, for our first 50 cents.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Wow.
Our first 50 cents. That's cool.
It's pronounced Fitty.
Fitty cents. Fitty cents.
So, ladies and gentlemen, let us know in the comments what you guys think. What should we do with that hoodie? It's been a tight, rough year, so I don't want to necessarily give it away, but maybe we'll sell it off or auction it off. I don't know.
Do you remember back in the day, I think it was Starter, the hockey cards, would take a game day jersey from one of the players and cut like these little tiny squares out and like glue them onto the cards? We could do behind the bunker playing cards.
Maybe Upper Deck.
Oh, yeah, maybe it was Upper Deck. I think you're right, Matt.
Upper Deck was in my spokes, so I only went Opeachy.
Opeachy?
Wasn't that another brand?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought maybe I was mistaken.
Nope.
Wow, look at all the stars coming through.
SAS Rickroll says, send the hoodie to Bonchick.
Ryan McGee?
Yeah. I don't know if we can just do that.
Bonchick says she's not interested. I think that's what it says on the screen across the way. I can't tell.
Jeff Thompson says, yes, Bonchick is not interested.
Yeah. All right.
Bob Spicer said he missed the size. It's an XL, Bob.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh yeah.
Hot tub friendly.
I'll come over and wear it in the hot tub with my Navy SEAL BDU tiger stripe shorts.
Oh. Dan and Hardy says here's a quarter. Oh, you're a jackass. Actually, I appreciate it. And to be honest with you, this year has been tough. And with the field closed and stuff the last couple of years, it has been really tough. So anything that you guys can donate, we appreciate it. We're not going to sit here and do Sally Struthers telethon for the next little while.
I don't want this to become like Jerry Lewis telethon.
No.
Here, you know what? We use our bells already. I wonder, should we use the bell or maybe find something else for any time? Like Archie Emmons has 200 stars sent. And then move on.
Like a bike or.
Yeah, there we go. The ding. We can use that. Why don't we move on?
Yes, please.
First of all, thank you guys for tuning in. Slow clap every time somebody donates something.
Yeah, well, it's got to be something. It's got to be like, maybe we'll get like Gavin Topless picture and we'll put it up on the screen.
That's on my OnlyFans. You can't give that away for free.
Can we use the sound effect when Gavin shouted Cialis?
Yes. Oh, I actually looked for that today because there's something in here. Because I wanted my preferred length is 14 inches.
Right. Is that gone too?
I can't find it.
Okay. Thank God.
But I love now technology. With deep fakes, I might be able to make one with him.
It's not on one of those 30 hard drives over there from the last.
It may very well be. I'm going to take a picture of all the hard drives and I'll post it on our social media this week because it's stupidity. It's stupidity. What is something you only hear around other paintballers? That's what we're going to talk about later on in the program, ladies and gentlemen, so get ready to comment on that. Matt, do you have my computer up? Because I have a couple images I want to show. There we go. Episode 600, congrats from the Sand Baggers. Nice. Ditch chickens for everyone, it says.
Nice. Ditch chickens.
Thank you,
John. He's holding Jones. A rubber chicken. That is awesome.
Oh, that is amazing.
And thank you to all of you guys who have found our podcast, especially from Amazon Music, now featuring us for this month. I don't know if we're still up there or not, but there it is. Also want to give a big shout out to Bob Spicer, sent 600 stars. Look at that.
For 600 episodes. Thank you, Spicer.
He's in his hot tub going, wet fingers, I'm supposed to be six.
Why is this computer shocking me? we've talked a lot in the last couple weeks about funeral sandwiches. This was sent in, just to clarify, for those that don't know.
Oh, look at that.
Doesn't that look delicious?
That's a great spread.
That is
friend.
A nice...
So I'm going to zoom in, and I forgot when we talked about it, about opening my restaurant. I forgot. We're going to have to buy crates of cherry tomatoes.
Cherry tomatoes,
yeah. I forgot.
Maybe and parsley.
You know what? In the garbage.
You could have organic cherry tomatoes growing inside the restaurant, and you pick them and put them in people's sandwiches.
That might be too hoity-toity,
though.
That's
your shtick.
Yeah.
By the way, can you guys help me at home? I can't. Okay, that's obviously egg salad.
It's a little too sticky.
But what is that?
It's a marble rye.
It BLT?
It's a marble rye.
Well, it's from Spitzer's, but what is... What sandwiches are those?
Zoom
I
in.
See
BLT.
Lettuce.
Zoom in.
I'm enhancing.
That's onion.
But I also see red onions.
Cucumber, red onion.
Oh, it's a cucumber sandwich.
Yeah, maybe Zuby's right. If you guys know, let us know at home. Speaking of the sandbaggers, John Jones sent this in to celebrate our 600th.
Well, look, he's holding a rubber chicken.
Didn't he just show that?
Well done, Zuby. Yes.
Look, he's holding a rubber...
That's his ditch chicken.
Ditch chicken.
Yeah, yeah. Also, he sent a picture which inspired me. Here's a picture of all the stuff that was in his gear bag that's non-paintball related. I think next episode, we'll ask you guys at home to post up on our social media, what's in your gear bag? List anything in your gear bag that's non-paintball related. I would quickly say microfiber.
It'd be a shorter list to tell you what's in my bag that is paintball related.
With all my planning applications and legal bills.
Zone changes and lawyer fees
and planning fees be considered paintball related? I guess so.
Yeah. Jeff Thompson said, I remember 300 episodes ago when this would be after show talk. No, we've run out of things to talk about, so this is pre-show now, baby. Speaking of baby, nice to see Sebastian Monnier.
Sebastian.
Yeah. I like that the BTB sticker is included in the non-paintball stuff. LOL says Cameron Turnbull. You weren't supposed to
nice
see that.
Nice catch. Or the Sandbaggers jersey.
Yeah. So yeah, thank you to John Jones. Now, I did get an email this week from a friend at Planet Eclipse named Leds. He says, it's quite lengthy, so I'll read it in parts here. He says, I gave John Jones some punishment this past weekend while we were playing a MagFed event. So here's a picture of John Jones.
One moment. Sorry, yep. I'm playing with this toy.
That's okay. And then I will enhance. It says, it's called the EMF 100. It's called the EMF 100. He had to write out lines.
Amazing.
So
that's awesome.
Leds, to you, you'll notice that here, one moment, you'll see that I put a sign over my head, EMF 100 for Joe and Gavin to read. And unfortunately, I will admit, opposing my camera, you can see it says S6 3-barrel system, because I've been known to screw that up. So Leds, for the next couple of weeks, we will not get that wrong. Moving on, he says, we talked last week about split decks and about why paintball or how to get paintball on TV and stuff like that. He says, I don't know why people think we need to show each and every game we are creating a show. Show some of the games that you want and make them the best. He says, basically commentate and show one half the split deck. And when that split deck is over, go back and replay the highlights. Talk about who did and the strategies of how they won or lost while the second split deck is going on and completely ignore it. That way if you're then watching the game and explaining it afterwards, it's no different than watching football and watching the play over and having the people actually commentate on it. I thought that was brilliant.
It's a good idea. When's that going to happen?
It's funny. I mentioned that to someone else today while talking to him. I was talking to Tom Cole on the phone tonight. I mentioned to him, and he also likes that idea. Not that it's my idea. I told him that, but I think it's something he's talked about as well. So, but unfortunately, Tom Cole is not Go Sports. Go Sports is Go Sports. All right, moving on, ladies and gentlemen. I want to tell you about an event that's coming up and coming up soon. The Fold a Gap. Make sure you guys check that out. Our good friend Eric Engler is running show on that. That's at Command Decision War Game Center. That's November 3rd to 5th. Now, I won't be able to do it any justice, but pretend that I'm using Wolf's name. Scenario, Big Game 29. Squadron. That's happening on January, February, March 7th, 05. What is that? 03-07-05-23. I should have spent more.
The 7th of May?
Yes.
Because it's in Europe, so they do a day, month.
You're right.
Day,
month, year. You're right, it is a dash. So May 3rd to the 7th, make sure you guys check out the Squadron game, which is the Scenario Big Game 29. That's Europe's biggest paintball festival. And the Wolf will be there. Sorry, nice. I can't say the Wolf. He's like the Facebook.
He's a wolf.
No, but he got rid of the Wolf, and now it's just Wolf.
Bob Spicer so wants
he's
to know.
Wolf.
He's the paintballist formerly known as the Wolf.
Formerly just known wolf as Wolf.
Yes.
Bob Spicer says, why does Fold a Gap sound so vulgar?
Because it's a French lick.
Yeah. So, remind me if there's time to tell you guys about the letter that the angry citizens from French Lick have sent us.
Is there a petition?
Yeah, all seven of them signed it. And Wolf Critchlow in the live chat does say it is in May. So sorry about that, Wolf. But so over the next couple weeks, we're going to give you some more insight as that game gets close, maybe some more info on it. And if you guys are going to get signed up, make sure you do so and let them know that Wolf sent you.
I missed it. What country is it actually in?
I believe it's in
Germany.
Is it Germany or Poland?
Doesn't say on the poster.
Yeah. Let's wait for Wolf to let us know in that.
Is it just said Europe's largest paintball? Europe's a rather large place.
Yeah.
It's a big country.
It's a continent, isn't it?
Really?
Speaking of games, ladies and gentlemen, head on over to Action Scenario Events and check out all these games that Ryan Sexy Sexton has planned. Fantastic.
Smokey and the Bandit. Nice. Oh, and Home Alone.
Home Alone. Jigsaw.
Oh.
Beach Bash. And lots more. So, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you guys check that out. So, 600 episodes. I think if you add them all up, we're probably about 590 vault segments. Because you've been doing it pretty much since the beginning. You missed one or two at the very beginning. And then you've been on holidays. You had the nerve to take a couple weeks off here and there. So we've lost a couple. So I would say probably 590 episodes.
Probably.
So why don't we do that? German production on the Polish border. Good call, Zuby. Wow. All right, well, why don't we check out Joe's From the Vault segment, guys? And when we come back, we'll get right into the topic at hand, maybe some Prices Right, and some more paintball content.
Hey, it's Joe from Flaggeters Paintball here with another segment of From the Vault, where we go back in history, back into the early days of paintball, show you something that's kind of old, something that's kind of neat, and something you may not have seen before. Today is no different, but wait, it is. Today is the 600th episode of Behind the Bunker. We started doing Behind the Bunker in 2009, and here we are, 600 episodes in, still talking about, yes, paintball, things about paintball. This is what started it all, not this particular paintball, but something 68 caliber, maybe even slightly larger than 68 caliber, manufactured by the Nelson Paint Company in Iron Mountain, Michigan. The original paintball was oil-based gelatin shell fired from a 12-gram CO2-powered pistol that was bolt action, later pumps evolved, called the Nelspot 007, originally designed for ranchers to mark cattle and loggers to mark trees. Some folks in New Hampshire decided they would have a game called the Survival Game. First person to capture the flag and survive the whole game would win. From there, paintball flourished to now. We are 600 episodes in with semi-automatic, electronic, nitrogen-powered, battery-operated hoppers, full face masks, the whole gamut, mag-fed, speedball, recreational paintball. We'll even loop airsoft in there. All what we love to do and what we love to talk about. Thanks very much for watching from behind the bunker and from the vault each week and every week and tuning in or listening to it as a podcast. For those of you listening to it as a podcast, I've been holding a purple and yellow 68 caliber paintball in my hand while I talk about Behind the Bunker, From the Vault, and all other great things paintball. We'll see everybody soon. Pew, pew.
Ha ha, it's mail time, the time where I get to rip open my sack and read some of the correspondence that you, my friends, have sent in. Today, this sack is of medium girth and weight. Look at that. I'm loving all these graphics, Mr. Swiper. Swiper, no swiping. All right, first
it's all Matt.
Sorry, Todd, or not Todd.
Yeah, that's
Joe,
yes.
Did you want us to come back to you?
No, it's fine. Oh,
okay.
You can carry on.
Very good. All right, first question comes to us from Daniel Savage, and he wants to know, and put your listening ears on, gentlemen, what is your opinion on the use of and implementation of various pyro devices made by manufacturers like EG and Tag-In? Should they be allowed for use of the to be used all the time, or just restricted to specific tasks or missions? What should we do with
and
the pyro?
And why don't we, we'll ask you guys in the live chat what your opinions are as well. Josh, what do you say? Let's get your opinion.
I missed it. I was in the
Twitch. He even said, listen.
I was in the Twitch chat form. Well, I missed his listen because I was busy.
All right, Josh, pyrotechnics in game. Should there be restrictions to it? Should it be special events? What's your thoughts?
Within reason.
Thank you for expanding on that.
We've been to games before where I, let's say, was liberal in my use of smoke grenades inside a building, which caused many people to liberally throw up out the window, and it took 4 hours for the smoke to clear out. So probably not the best of ideas for that, but fireworks and stuff, why not? That's cool. It's fun.
Jason Charlton says, hold my beer, full send on the smoke.
Well, it did. Someone, not me, gave me 9 smoke grenades for one day, and I used them all in the first 10 minutes.
Mr. Charles Holton says, big bangs make me pee a little.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so Enola Gay just made it legal in Canada to have flashbangs. I know you lucky folks everywhere else in the world were able to have them.
Americans don't have them yet. These are coming to Canada
that's
first.
That's right. I guess it was just Europe that has them. I have to be honest with you. I know they kind of make a little dribble in Charles Holton's pants, but I'm pretty excited about them. If someone's going to get that close to get a flashbang near me, then good for them. But I don't know. I'm looking forward to having them, not only using them, but seeing them in play.
And we discovered at Super Game, it is amazingly fun to throw a couple smoke grenades and then randomly throw in flashbangs in the middle of it.
So the bangs, you got to remember, there's no sound absorbing qualities in any of these buildings, right?
No.
All it does is resonate and reverberate off of it. It becomes super loud. And I'm going to echo what Charles Holton said. I will absolutely pee not only a little, but quite a bit.
Trickle.
If many of those
get tossed
in.
Will you make a bubble factory?
It will be bubble factory 2023.
The secret to not peeing when that happens is to pee right before the game starts.
So
when they go, game starts in 5, pee a little, and then you're good for the rest of the round.
Now, will I soak my pants? Depends.
There might be a little dust comes out.
I see what you did there. All right. Thank you.
You got the big box from Costco, too, didn't you?
All right, here it is. You guys go to a big game. You have your Milsim-style guns. You're wearing your camo jerseys. You want to play a big game. You want the scenario rules. I think smoke, I think grenades, paint grenades, flashbangs, I think all of that is open play as much as I think first strike rounds are open play because you're there for the reason of that big game. Do I think flashbangs are warranted on a rental day? Probably not. Smoke, yes, because I think smoke is cool as a rental guy, but maybe not flashbangs.
You know what? Every once in a while, you got a flashbang birthday party.
Yeah, just that when they're singing some happy kids, birthday,
some
or
kids need it.
Blowing, or the kid opens his gift
you're
bag
here for
and
your bachelorette.
Yeah,
peace.
I think what the ref needs to do when the game is kind of at that stalemate where things are quiet and guys are creeping through the bush at little Johnny's birthday, I think you light a flashbang off behind him inadvertently and then just yell, "Flashbangs available at the counter! Come and get them!" Yeah.
You know what? I think you can use smoke anytime. Although, if you're in the dry season or summer months and it's, you know, there's a potential for a fire with sparks, then I think the referee could launch it in a can. We had some metal Terry White barrels that had holes drilled in them. So if it was dry conditions, we could throw a smoke in there and the smoke would still billow out in the same effectiveness and protect the, you know, the playing field and subsequent neighbor areas. I think that's fine. Flashbangs, maybe, you know, they could even be used on a recreational day if they could be controlled by the referee. You know, if a team's breaching or it's a charge, maybe it explodes. Because a referee's going to know where there's people, whether you're attacking on offense or defense. The ref should have a reasonable idea if they're not checking their Instagram or something, where the people are, so they can you know, administer those.
I want Gavin to be my ref that day. I'm like, "Gavin, go put this in Joe's pod pack and pull the pin."
Like, what? Are you talking to me?
Bob, no, I would text you on your Facebook BlackBerry while you're there. And I know talking to you is not my
Bob sense. Spicer asked if they were launchable. First Strike is coming out with a launcher, and we talked about the ability to launch a smoke or something, and they're working. Something's in the works.
We're all forgetting right now about the brilliance of the old school Phoenix projects and Gavin's V2 rocket system.
Yeah.
The slingshot.
The slingshot, yeah.
The slingshot.
Who needs a special rocket thing when you've got a slingshot, man?
Do you remember that grenade launcher I had? That M203 that went under my...
Yeah.
That I shouldn't have, but then we were able
that
to...
That you lost in a fishing accident? Yep.
Yep. Anyway, that, and we were able to launch smokes through that, and because there was a flash, it ignited it. It would go 200 or 300 yards. Pretty crazy.
I dozed off there a little bit because Joe said launchable, and I thought lunchable, and I was looking at my monitor where I have a picture of the funeral sandwiches, and I thought funeral sandwich lunchables.
That funeral sandwiches
hit me hard, eh?
Funeral sandwiches and charcuterie boards. That would be the perfect funeral. I almost want somebody to die now.
That's nice.
I might be having a heart attack right now, so you're on it.
It'll be a delicious, delicious send-off, I tell you, my friend.
Is anyone else getting tingling sensations up their left arm and across into their chest?
Let us know.
Yeah, or is it just Bob Spicer playing on his computer in his hot tub right now?
So Thomas Bork says smoke and pyro are excellent for pranks. He saw somebody throw one in a port-a-john once. Fun times. And I like Charles Holden's idea after a couple of beverages, I think. Hot potato with a paint grenade.
That's great.
I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about that.
Joe
had a video on his phone of this guy who convinced somebody in a staging area somewhere to pull the pin on a smoke grenade. Was it a smoke grenade or a paint grenade?
I think it was
grenade?
A smoke grenade.
A paint grenade. As the demo in the staging area. The guy in his hand just...
Jeez. Just a reminder, good. Ladies and gentlemen, as well, if you guys are watching us on Facebook tonight, do us a solid, give us a share, maybe a like. If you're watching us on live on YouTube, by all means, put a comment in there. And if you're watching on Twitch, Josh is watching your comments there, Miss SAS Rickroll, and anyone else in there. We are maybe even going to try streaming on Twitter next week. Matt and I were talking before the show.
What? That's crazy talk.
We had
240 characters or less?
We had a software upgrade, so we have some new options. We might try that next week as well for all those people who are Twitter files. And then we're going to have to raise money to get the blue check mark.
Did you just say Twitter files?
Twitter files.
Is that what the people who...
I don't know. Actually, I just said it. I don't even know if that's a thing.
Oh, I don't know.
Champagne is hitting hard. All right. Huh? So, Gavin, maybe let's do another question. We're getting to that.
All right. Speaking of SAS...
Just so you know, Gavin, I am paying attention this
excellent.
Time.
Excellent. I thank you, my friend.
SAS hasn't said
anything. SAS McGee, Ryan McGee, says, do you guys think that scenario producer should allow full auto for mag fed markers? So as long as it's round ball only, because I know Zuby will say, absolutely not to full auto and first strikes. And limit the BPS... that speedball markers are allowed to do, such as 10 bolts per second. So do you think that they should refrain from full auto or allow full auto in MagFed? And should there be a BPS limit for speedball guns?
Anyone else want to go first?
Well, if it's not a MagFed-only event, right? So I thought he said MagFed-only event, and then he was talking about speedball guns.
For MagFed markers.
Yeah.
Oh.
The bottom line is, for me, if you're playing a scenario event, why can't you have full auto? I don't care if you have a speedball gun or a MagFed gun. Why can't you have full auto?
Well, if it's a scenario event?
A scenario event. Yeah, I'm not talking Sunday rentals. I'm talking like if you go to a big game, if you go to Euro Big Game or Full to Gap or any of these places, you've already got first strikes, you've already got smoke range, you've got flashbangs. Why not have full auto? Like, I don't care. You know what you're signing up for. It's not Johnny's birthday party that day. Part of the having a scenario event is to have that realism of having a conflict. And I think, you know, yeah, okay, guys out there with his, you know, his CS2 blasting at a ramp, maybe it's a limit, maybe it's 10 point,
that's
whatever,
probably 10,
but point. even ramping at 10.4, whatever it is, it's really ramping. Not as bad as you think it is. It's not a lot of paint. I know it sounds like a lot, but when you're downfield from it, you can watch it and it's not that bad. Yes, it is at close range if you're going to get bunkered. But we'll get Joe's opinion in just a second here.
Charles Holton says, who can afford a full auto first strike? True dat.
But, okay, if you go full auto, full strikes, I don't care. Because in about 3 seconds, you're going to be out of paint anyways. Yeah. Right? Like, as if you're using round ball at the same time. Yeah. What I hate about first strike is those people who buy them and expect special rules for themselves.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I hit you, but it didn't break. Yeah, but I hit you. I don't care.
Yeah.
Didn't break. I'm playing on. That's the rules of the game. Get over it. I don't care if you pay it over $1 per round. I don't care.
But there's been scenario games and stuff where, you know, gun hits don't count. If someone's in a real battle and their gun gets hit, it's unlikely that it will continue to perform the way it should. So, you know, they essentially, a gun hit will theoretically count then.
Yeah.
So, like, but, you know,
I think not counting gun hits is dumb, but
I don't like full auto for big games for one specific reason. It has nothing to do with the amount of paint being thrown at you or you're receiving. It has to do with people get through and expire their paint very, very quickly, and then the teams become lopsided. So people get really, really excited at the beginning of the day. They're chomping at the bit to get out there and play. And it's full auto for a case and a half, if that's what your budget allows.
Especially if it's a hot day or a raining day.
And then you're done, The teams all of a sudden become really unbalanced. So, so in terms of paint consumption, I know that's not great for field owners who like to sell the paint, but from a player perspective, when it's full auto, you see the team sort of peter out very, very quickly.
Yeah.
I love... Screw full auto. Okay, you know, let's be honest, it's not necessary, is it?
What's it look like?
Is it like a six or more,
first?
Well, I don't know. As long as it's wearing lipstick.
How's the morals? sorry. Is it related? Gavin wants to.
Cousins?
sorry.
Yeah, I forgot.
Holy cow, did we do it?
Oh my god. Holy shit. I don't want champagne anymore.
You know what?
Josh and Cousins.
Read what Ryan McGee said. The reason why I asked the question, guys and girls, is the producers here in the Midwest don't allow full auto. They cap balls per they cap balls per second at 10 balls per second.
No, here's where I have a problem with that. You can say no full auto, that's fine. I'm not gonna throw a hissy fit on that. It should be uncapped semi, no ramping. If you can pull the trigger or you can walk that trigger fast enough to go over 15 balls per second, that is skill.
Yeah,
I don't want to ever cap people's skill. Because what's next? What's the next rule? No running?
Laser tag!
Yeah, like, I will not run. I will not swear. Like, no, forget it. Like, right? If you can pull the trigger that fast, go ahead and do it. No ramping, though. Yeah. Full auto, forget it. Who needs it? Yeah. Stump.
Gavin, would it be okay by you if we cinched up the sack for now, and maybe we'll get to the questions either later on the show or next week, because I do want to tell people about my good friends over at Planet Eclipse. Did you know, guys, that every game, bunker, or gunfight has a story? Now it is time to pull the trigger on a Planet Eclipse product. Whether you're storming the beach or laning the snake, make sure your story has a happy ending. Planet Eclipse, creators of Happy Endings, as well as the S63 barrel system and the EMF-100.
Plumes, Puffs, and Clouds, EG Smokes gives you the cover, color, and contrast you need. If you're taking pictures in the picture or want to be out of the picture, pull the pin on an EG product. Hashtag Pop Smoke.
Air Ups, inflatables designed to hold air all day. Designed and manufactured by in America.
By an American.
I am an American. By some American. But nothing can beat Air Ups. They're thick welded seams, stainless steel hardware, and they have multiple color and print options available. Oh boy, don't ever let your game be deflated. Get Air Ups at airups.com.
Poor Brent, I'm sorry.
Ruthless. Rome was not built in a day, but you sure could look good while doing it. Ruthless now offers fully supplemented team packages, everything you need to look oh so good on the road to victory. Use the promo code BTB15 to save 15% on your order.
I'm still laughing. Exalt, often imitated or copied, but never duplicated. The Exalt brand is constantly evolving to keep you out front and in the game. It is tournament ready, battle proven, and available worldwide.
Inspired by the best, DLX has created the new benchmark in high-performance markers with the TM40. The evolution now continues light, sleek, and fast. The TM40, that's right, only available from DLX.
Ride 519, from boondocks to boulevards. Whether you're sidewalk surfing or blazing a trail, one wheel leaves the riding to you. Charge and go, day or night. Use the promo code BTB10 to save 10% off your new ride at ride519.com.
I know it's our 600th episode, but why were we all sing-songy with our reads tonight?
No,
it's we're champagne. Like professional broadcasters all of a sudden.
It's the champagne. That's
I was going to say, I wish that there was a camera that people can see all the chaos that happens when we cut away. We're looking for reads in the panic. And,
yeah. So here's a little bit of a reminisce for Wax Poetic from before. Sorry.
This isn't my sheet, though.
I don't know. I got my sheet back right now, but I mean, I was panicked for a while.
Mine has the wrong reads highlighted.
So, many years ago when we first, not first, but while we were doing the show, probably 100 episodes, 200 episodes in, we used to go live at like 7:45 for 15 minutes before the show without sound, just to make sure that the stream was good. And the platform that we were on, it didn't cost us anything, and people could come and go as they pleased. But what it did was people could tune in and watch the melee of the show unfold before it even started. You know, it's like when you watch the evening news, and just before they cut to the anchor and the studio's still dark, you know, you can still see Ron Burgundy chirping the person or the girl beside him. I can't remember her name.
Dirty pirate hooker.
Yes. And then it instantly cuts in. So that was sort of a fun thing back in the Joe Rogan beating days. 600 episodes. God damn.
That's a long time. It's almost as old as Milo.
Could we have gotten to 600 episodes if we didn't have the pandemic? Because let's face it, 2 years of pandemic.
Did you count those?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, but not the extra Saturday shows.
No.
Okay, yeah, no. Not the quarantine
this
shows.
This is our 600th week, like Monday night show. We've done extra shows. We've done pandemic shows and all the other stuff. But like without the COVID, I mean, that was easily 2 years where we all desperately wanted to do the show because we had nothing else going on. Could we still be doing it? Will we still be doing it?
So all the extra Saturday shows are the hard drive where they were wearing a mask.
Yes.
So obviously it's we're nearing the end of March, but in our neck of the woods, this is when our world shut down. So it was before St. Patrick's Day. So my Facebook memories are flooded with advertisements for the quarantine show that we did, episodes in. Remember, the world had shut down. There was no paintball going on. So, it was very similar to every episode we do. We don't talk about paintball. We talk sort of about paintball, but nothing specific. So, it was a great time for us to engage with people who couldn't do anything either, right? So we're all locked down, and there wasn't a whole lot going on. So
Zane Smith also brings up a good point. He says, wow, I forgot this show got canceled before the pilot was aired.
Yeah.
That's the other thing that you guys may not know. We were actually on 6 episodes of European television.
That is true.
Yeah.
Why, I don't know, but we were there.
Tim Miller in the chat, you guys had Brown here when I started. But it was the quarantine shows we got to interact with our friend Tim Miller in Australia. He was a religious viewer who would show up every, I guess it was their morning, with his budgies. And
Remember how innocent, naive, and awesome life was before we met Tim Miller?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He still, I won't say this on air, but he gave me one of the greatest insults. He mentioned to somebody else about an appendage fall. He hopes an appendage falls off.
Yes, I remember that.
I use that frequently. Thank you, Tim. Yeah.
I'm looking at the clock and trying to figure out what we should finish off the show with. We do have a topic at hand. I feel we should probably get to the topic. I don't think we'll have time for Prices Right tonight because I there's lots still more to get to. But
we'll see how it goes. Would be special.
Well, Critchlow has a question in the chat that I can't really answer.
Uh-oh. I don't see it.
I already posted it up.
My glasses
squint
on.
Squint harder, boy.
Could you put it in at least size 8 font instead of 2?
Yeah. So what I was thinking is, let's get to the topic at hand. Gavin, I couldn't read it. I can't find it.
No, it's fine. That's okay.
So the topic at hand tonight is, what kind of things do you hear around the paintball field that you do not hear anywhere? And the one I put up as an example was, he's peppering me. The only place you'd hear that is at a paintball field.
Or a kitchen.
Yeah. And then A.E.S. Miller will give another example. He posted this on Instagram. He says, don't worry, his balls didn't break on my ass.
That's not it. Archie Emmons. Gavin Sharma is my hero.
That's right, baby. Can we stop the show and repeat that comment?
No.
Archie Emmons' comment fell into our... we have a detection on Facebook that blocks out certain words and replaces them. You don't want to know what that actual word was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
Is it his breath is amazing and his personal hygiene is impeccable?
Yes.
Florence and Sean Riddle are going back and forth, but it finally ends with Sean Riddle, how's that? And then he says, meop. Yeah, that's one of the only things. You might hear that, see that in a movie theater. Ha.
64 Time Machine says, he's on me.
He's on me. That's right.
Richard Avery, get down, first strikes.
Down, first strikes. Yeah. Yeah.
Brock Combs says, that stock pump sounds like a fart gun.
Elizabeth that's Stewart. Gross. Elizabeth Stewart, he's got a bomb. Whoa, what was that?
Wow, that was so loud.
He's got a bomb and no one even looks up. It's true.
Tyler Lee, chicken in the coop.
Ha! I got a few of those. Andrew Lee Mildenberger, shooting soup when he all ball breaks in the barrel and sprays 2 feet in front of you.
Makes sense.
George something Jr., I'm not going to try to butcher your name. Honest Hopper! Honest Hopper!
Tezzy Smith, I'm long balling.
Ben Parkinson, that tree's definitely dead.
Heavy D and the boys says, a heavy 681, sorry, says, it shoots laser beams.
Lasers. Sean McNamara, just got to wind my mags.
Thomas Burke, they're stock class only games too, though.
Steve Monks, anyone want some of this birthday cake found in the bin? Isn't it supposed to be an eclair?
Yes.
Command Bros 412 says, how's my balls taste?
Very similar vein. Ian Duguay and Jesse Labrie.
Did you say very veiny?
Yes.
Sorry,
yes.
You mumbled there.
It's a triumphant.
Ian says, are those my balls on your face? And Jesse says, my balls, your face.
Bradley Martinez says, you got to see the baby. Shoot the baby.
Philip Thomas. John Marshall says, this marker shot ropes.
Mm-hmm.
Ropes.
Yeah. Matt Trendell, my parents bought me everything.
Wolf Critchlow in the live chat says, get the F out. On the same vein, Wolf, you bring up the one that I hate the most. Get off my field.
Get off my field. Gabriel Autococker with a Cooper T-Bolt.
Here's a trip down memory lane from Pat Rowan from the CXBL days when the whole pit used to yell, shoot the box, shoot the box. Yeah, baby.
Nothing greater than seeing somebody come out and get chewed up.
Oh, Tim Miller, top fan. Be careful of swollen balls, especially with all the flooding in Australia.
Dave Diggs, anyone got any batteries?
Cameron Turnbull in the chat, quote, I hate when people wipe.
Jeez. Jesse Poston, this is a good subject. There's a lot of PB slangs and talk. We could create a paint. Oh, this is a good topic, Todd.
Yeah.
If you could create a paintball dictionary, what words.
What terminology?
What terminology would you have?
All right, make sure we remember that one.
Okay,
I like that one.
You took all the pens.
We'll blue sky
with
it.
With all the budget cuts, you took all the pens. Do you have a pen over there, Gavin?
I have a pen.
I only bought 599
There's
pens.
One right under the bag of candy there in front of Gavin's computer.
Oh, I see
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Check your face, says Charles Holton. Axe plus cash, John Jones says. I like that. Yeah. Where else would you say axe plus cash?
Ditch chicken.
Oh, Wolf.
Plus cash.
So I'm going to give Wolf credit for this so it's not me saying it. It won't kill you if you swallow it.
Oh, boy.
Well done, Wolf.
If anyone would like to send hate mail, send it to wolfcritchlow@hotmail.com.
Oh, here's one. Mike Thompson from Tyler Harmon and Marcel Margot talking in the supermarket. Kill the god.
There you go. Brian Barno says, evening all. Hello, Brian Barno. Do you have a squeegee, says Jeff Thompson. You know, off topic, maybe I'll put that in the after show. I've got
Thomas Bork been meaning to renew the passport. It's kind of...
Is that paintball related?
I don't know what that is.
Phoenix and Thomas things to do list.
They've been having a conversation. Ref yelling, where's your condom? Barrel condom. Jason Bailey, good one. Oh, Dion Sharma, I need a new three-way. Cocker is pissing like crazy.
Oh, that's a t-shirt.
Read Jason's response to that, though.
That's the next page.
Oh.
Dion Sharma, anyway... Dion, in any other place, that would be a statement that would get you sent to HR for sure.
Brian wants to know what we're talking about, Brian. These are all sayings that you hear only around paintballers.
I have one from Dion, actually. This egg is my favorite hopper.
Does anybody have any water?
Derek Craig, she shoots laser tits.
Mike Thompson says, cyclopsed. There you go. Watch the left. Oh, never mind. I'm hit. LOL, says Joshua Estrada.
My favorite is just randomly shooting into the bushes, and then you hear someone scream, I'm hit. I'm daddy's little dummy.
That's Gavin.
Niccolo de Constanzo peppering. What is this? An episode from Iron Chef? He's peppering me.
My cocker is short stroking again. This is Jeff Thompson. Think of your grandma. Matt. I'm out of air, says Dylan.
Derek Graham, shoot the taco. Check it, ref, check it.
Bob Spicer says, ref inspecting players coming off the field. Quote unquote, bags, boys, bags. I don't need to see any balls loose out here.
These are good ones, but I like the idea of the paintball dictionary.
Yeah, I do too. I'm on your team. Stop, says Wolf Critchlow.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Good for you guys. Lots of great, great ones. Anyone else have any more on their sheets? Or are you guys done?
No, a lot of mine were repeats of what everybody else said.
Yeah.
Like chicken in the coop was on there quite a lot.
Cameron Turnbull says, don't use too much lube.
Oh, that's true.
She's the right amount.
Yeah. Awesome. So that's been 600 episodes, ladies and gentlemen. We could do a quick Price is Right, but we only have a couple minutes. And I think we're going to leave it at that. So just a quick recap, ladies and gentlemen. If you guys are watching us on Facebook, make sure you hit that like and share before you guys leave. If you're watching us on YouTube, Twitch, or soon to be Twitter Live, stay tuned. We're going to do our after show shortly. And if you guys are listening in our podcast, don't go anywhere. Can you look at my cocker? It's leaking, says George Hay. So, yeah, this has been 600 episodes, ladies and gentlemen. Without you, we wouldn't be here. If it wasn't for Josh, Gavin, and Joe, and Matt pushing all the buttons, we also wouldn't be here, ladies and gentlemen. It would just be me sitting in my basement going, I wonder what I could do with this space. It's a little dusty in here, but could do something, I bet.
Do karate in here.
Keith Kissel, you're killing me. No Price is Right. That what is the world come to? You know what?
All right. You know what? Let's do a Price is Right.
600 episodes. We'd like to have fun just once.
All right, then, ladies and gentlemen, let's put your money where your mouth is. I want to see you guys bid on this. I want you to help out.
I can't believe you just bullied into this segment. Well done, Keith.
I like to know that Todd folds at the slightest amount of peer pressure ever.
Bob Spicer comes every once in every 100 Mondays. Ew.
Is that why all the hot tub maintenance?
That's right.
All right, Tracy, this one is for you. And Phoenix Gasparini just sent 99 cents and says, do some prices right. Yes, ma'am. All right, so here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I just lost the first image. Sorry.
Wolf says F garbage day. It's just green bin tonight, Wolf, and some
green bin in the first yard waste of the year.
Yard waste. SP1 Tactical Electro Pneumatic.
I wanted one of these so bad when I first saw them.
And then not so
glad
much.
I never owned one.
I don't know. I think they weren't bad. Also, there's an NXE barrel bag in there.
They were not terrible, but they were not good either.
Wasn't it all plastic?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it has Picatinny's on it.
It's plastico.
Oh, right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are watching you guys at home. I know this is only our 600 episode, but we are looking for you guys to bid in U.S. dollaries and dues.
You're not going
to
do something stupid like every single one of these was $600, right?
That would have been smart.
Damn it.
Side-eye look like that.
Damn it.
Like, oh, that's an All-American front. That's going to be $600 in an NXE barrel bag.
All right, John Jones, $75. George Hey says $145. Richie Rampo Santos says $125. I can't even get that out.
Wolf says $300.
Wow. Bob All right, Spicer, Tracy Santos, $140, and she's bidding, and she didn't even want prices right. Gavin, you won quite well last week, despite not being here.
Yeah, I'm going with the ditch tick bid, and I'm going to say $80, Bob.
Wow.
Yeah.
Joe?
I'm going to go $185.
Okay. Josh, what are you thinking?
I'm going to kind of squeeze in between there and go with a smooth 100.
Nice. All right. This sold for, someone got it exact. It was Josh. 100.
Damn.
Oh, really? That's good.
Screw you, John Jones. You're leading me astray.
Chicken hunter.
Maybe some of you guys will remember this. Maybe not.
Nelson. Yeah. I talked about those in the vault.
Our Nelson paintballs.
Is that the oil-based ones? No, it says washable on it, so no.
Yeah.
But with turpentine?
I don't see anything other than the fact that it's 120 count, and there's still a sticker on it.
Anything's washable, Gavin, when you use enough gas.
True. Or turpentine.
Terp.
Yeah. All right, Josh, what are you thinking?
This is a tough one, because either somebody knows what it is or they don't know. So
when you do that, you sound like Peter Griffin that just fell down and hurt his leg on the sidewalk.
George Hayes says $25. Jeff Thompson, $27. I'm gonna go $55.
I'm going to go with George Hayes and say $25.
All right. John Jones says $40. What are you thinking?
I'm going to say $50 even, Bob.
Okay.
I'm going to say $57.
All right. It happened again. Somebody got it exact.
It's most important to note that the cap indicates the color.
Oh. $50.
Boom.
Wow.
You.
Proud owners of Nelson Paint.
All right. This one is going to be controversial. I'm not sure what you guys will think. I got to find the image.
And according to Wolf, if you eat it, it won't kill you.
Oh, that'll give you the runs for sure.
Cleaned with WD-40.
At least.
As is, two Evil Omen 2.0s.
No.
One's already in pieces. The other one is
5.
No, it's a 2.0.
The other one's working on it.
What were those brakes? I did like them though.
Detonators. Yeah. When they worked well. However, they didn't work long.
You know what worked? You know what worked really well in those guns? The pressure gauges.
Yes, that was about the only thing you could take off and use somewhere else. Because I don't even know if you would have taken the pipe kit and taken it
Jason
anywhere.
Jason
Miller says, you could take that 2-inch braided steel line, too.
Jason Miller
says,
barely
Where's Gavin with his
used,
pipe? John Ding! Jones. Oh, he's over there. Gavin, what are you thinking?
For the double pimp action?
Mm-hmm.
Pimp on pimp. Pimp strong hands. I'm going to say, for the pair, 180.
Okay. Tracy Santos, 215. Jason Mullins, 100. Charles Holton, 225. Mike Thompson, 35. Joe?
What did you say, Gavin?
180.
I'm going to say 215.
When he asks you that question one of these days, you should give him like a ludicrous answer. Like, I said 950.
Why do you got to do that?
Josh, what are you thinking?
I'm going to call the left one Buck Nasty, but I'm going to bid $50 for it.
Player's ball, baby.
Yeah, this sold for $64.
You got it.
What's worse, the fact that it sold for $64 or the fact that it sold?
The fact that we all overbid, did we not?
Or the fact that I named one of them? No, Zuby, I said 50 bucks.
Oh, Zuby got it, yeah. Okay.
All right, well, then let's do a quick another one because our scores are pretty close here now.
Except mine.
And since we're talking pipe, I'll throw this up. ICD Indian Creek designed ProMaster with a pipe kit.
It's not a pipe kit.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, remember, it's clearly a pipe kit.
Before we answer this question, remember last week we were talking about the Bushmasters?
Hold on. I want Gavin to dispute this. Why do you say that's not a pipe kit?
It looks like an all like a freak insert, no? With the...
It's a pipe kit.
So no, I know.
What the hell is the thing at the top?
Matt's getting angry in the corner. Okay, you are so the wrong. Logo, but...
Well, if you got larger monitors, I'd be able to see what the hell I'm looking at.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may have to send some stars soon.
In all fairness to Gavin, that might be, what is that, 14-inch monitor? And it is like 8 feet away.
It's a 19-inch monitor. And yes, Matt's right. It's his 14 is his preferred length.
Preferred monitor length is 14 inches.
I thought you were looking at the top pipe kit and going, that's not a pipe kit.
I realize it's not an eye chart, but I can read that.
Sorry, Joe, I just couldn't let Gavin get away with that.
That's fine.
Six.
Oh, no. I lost everything.
I think a Q.
600 episodes and Gavin is still feisty.
But on another note, we were talking last week about the Indian Creek design stuff. Trevor Van Dorser sent me a bunch of information on it that originally it was one of the fellows that started Line SI, started Bushmaster, but it still doesn't dispute the fact that we could never get parts for those gems. We'll call them gems.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Last week's show. Did you listen to it? Watch it? We were talking about the...
He was here.
Yes, he was. Remember we were talking about the Indian Creek Designs guns and stuff?
ICD.
ICD guns stuff. Okay. ICD.
Mike Thompson says the loudest ProMaster ever there.
Yeah.
All right, let's start the bidding.
Zuby
got that one the last. Someone in the live chat got pretty damn close.
I don't know why. Somebody's telling me 250, and I think it's wrong, but I'm going to say it anyways.
Sounds good.
I like that red macro line.
Could be worse. You could be Jeff Thompson bidding 215.
Chump change.
Yeah. Charles Holton says 80 bucks for the pipe kit.
Well, what thread is it?
It would be autococker.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
It's worth something.
For me, I'm going to say similar to our good friend Happy Holton. I'm going to say $100, and that's mostly pipe related.
Okay, Joe? And there's macro line in there.
168.
Those Matt, grips will fit on a cocker, too.
Zuby 2, Gavin 1.
Zuby 2, Gavin 1.
Okay.
100.
All right. This sold for $135.50.
Oh,
boo.
Now we got a tie game.
Ah! I was hoping that we'd end with a score. All right. Real quick then. Wow, this is fun as I'm scrolling.
Yeah, more pipe kits.
How about this? A paintball gun lot.
Oh, man. There's...
And I'm going to zoom in. So there's bags of paint.
It's like a garbage dump.
There's a CO2 fill station. What's the red one? An Avenger?
Maybe.
It is a spider clone.
And then I see...
Oh, God. Is that what are
BT combat?
No, they're JTs.
Oh.
Because look at the trigger on these two, the triggers.
Yeah. JT something.
And the bottom might be a Black Hawk.
Those are knockoffs.
What?
Oh, that's funny. Gavin got that.
Good and one. You get some hard shell gloves and some other things. Who needs to bid first?
Gavin.
Gavin, what are you thinking?
$60 for that lot.
Yeah, good call. Joe, what are you thinking?
85.
Okay. Josh, there is four guns there.
I was going to say 60, but it's too close to Gavin's.
It's pretty close.
$25?
Josh, what did it sell for?
Get the fuck.
Really?
$500.
Oh, shut up.
Wow. But look at all the stuff. You guys are overlooking all the great used paint that's sitting on your basement floor. You're looking at the hard shell stuff that looks like it has been washed.
From here. Why would someone pay $500
there's a CO2 fill station
there. I think that would cost you $600
shipping
and only junk to get it removed from your home.
Yeah.
What? Is there something cut off from the photo that we missed? Like, what's at the top?
There's some paint grenades there.
Those aren't paint grenades. Those are fake.
And what is that?
Those are
like those look like air tanks at the bottom. Was that the bottom of a rhino cover?
Those are two angel eyes.
What?
I don't know.
The charging cable for the Angel Eyes.
No, I'm looking for something that would be worth so much money.
Ridiculous.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Does it come with a stained, dirty carpet, too?
That looks like concrete. I don't think that's...
I'm mad at this.
Clearly.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, while we argue about whether it's concrete or a cement floor, we will let you guys go on Facebook. If you guys are watching us on Facebook, thank you so much. We're going to get you to like and share on the way out. If you guys are watching us on YouTube or Twitch, stay tuned. If you're listening to a podcast, don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back shortly. Joe, you have one last final.
Wolf made a comment, asked a comment if I was changing hoodies throughout the show. Yes, I changed hoodies from our first original hoodie that we ever did to sort of the evolution of the Behind the Bunker hoodie. I've left out one or two that I have at home still, but I sort of did a follow through a wave of the hoodies as we did Behind the Bunker times from one episode to 600 episodes.
Joe has a couple in glass cases in the basement. Those are the ones where he sat beside Wolf when Wolf was actually on the
show. That's right. Those are my Wolf.
They're not his out in public sweaters anymore.
Inspired hoodies. But anyway, that is it. Fact, I did change hoodies throughout the show.
Yeah, and thank you guys for paying attention to that, and also let us know tonight. We'll talk about it next week, but what should I do with this extra tiger stripe hoodie? How we're gonna get rid of it or sell it or bid it off, we'll get to that. But we'll see you guys over in the after show. See you guys all of you on Facebook. We'll see you next week.
Don't be a freeloader. If you liked what you hear, make sure to hit the share button below. Also follow us on our social media outlets like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, ICQ, and now MySpace. If you want to join the conversation, post your comments and we might read them on the show.
Is it?
Well, yeah, Discord's all the rage now.
We used to use Discord for playing
trucker combo
video games.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
What's your 20, Gavin?
Breaker.
I got a Texas bubblegum machine on my tail. All right, so thank you guys for sticking with us. That was our 600th episode. Now we're only into our 481 podcast, so it's less special, but still fun nonetheless. Someone mentioned something about. Are we still on air, Matt?
We should be. Yeah. Via Facebook.
No, my.
Oh, okay. So someone mentioned something about squeegees a few minutes ago. We had an epidemic a while back, many years ago, with squeegee kids. And what a squeegee kid was, it's a guy who would, when you pull up to a stop sign or a street light, they'd come out with a bucket with a raggedy old gas station stolen squeegee, and they would squeegee your window, and then they would ask for change. Whatever happened to that? How did they get rid of that? How did they get rid of that, but not the panhandlers that are begging at the corners?
It was changed in bylaws and enforcement, and that's sort of... That's how they address that.
There's a bylaw about walking on the street in traffic, like outside of the walkways, like the white lines for the walkway.
I got to remember, like in Ontario, you have to have vests on, like high vis, all of this stuff. So
I miss having a clear window looking at the guy pissed off at me because I didn't give him anything. Yeah.
Is this what you were holding on to? The golden nugget?
I wrote it down. Squeegee kids. I wanted to know.
You actually wrote that down.
Squeegee kids. Did. I wanted to bring it up.
I'm with Matt. What the hell is wrong with you?
Well, Gavin, what would you like to talk about in the after show?
After 600 episodes,
I'm not making fun of homeless people. That's number one on the list.
They're not homeless people. They're squeegee kids. They're squeegee kids. But in the summer, there were hundreds of them all over Toronto when you travel up there. In the winter, not so much. They obviously wouldn't do it, but...
Do you remember the radio conversations? They'd have the debate like every Thursday morning. Do you think they're good or they're bad? And people would call in, well, I think it's great that they're cleaning windows. People would see better in their car.
I would rather have someone panhandle beside me than actually touch my car and lean over. Like, I have a truck, so like they kind of have to lean over and scratch the side of my vehicle as they're getting the middle of the window.
But you know what? Conversely, I always thought you could do a pretty good shtick if you had... bottled water, and if you're a clean guy in a brand in a white suit and you were clean with no visible zippers, no visible buttons,
like Harlan Sanders,
so you could lean on someone's car and touch their car in your suit.
Okay,
you wouldn't get it dirty,
like a Tyvek suit.
Then you clean their car, you clean their windows, and you clean their headlights, and then they appreciate it so much.
Sorry, I thought you were gonna offer a fried chicken.
I think it was a microfiber suit that you wore, you could do some buffing.
You know what, you could just, if it was a microfiber suit, you could just jump out on the gardener and cover yourself with soap and bounce from windshield to windshield.
But I don't remember what the movie is, but I was watching it with my kids where they koala starts a car wash, and he puts on a Speedo and he jumps on the window, and he's naked and he's wet and he's like waving his arms up and down and he's slowly sliding down. That's got that image of Joe in a white tuxedo sliding down Todd's hood.
I think if they're going to go to all that trouble,
did that kill that segment enough or what? Can we move on from squeegee kids now?
What about just having like a squirt bottle and asking people what if they want a spritz? You know, just roll down your window and we'll give you a little.
I got whiskey and vodka. Which would you like?
Well, you know, prior to people having air conditioning, that might have worked.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. How many vehicles have you owned that do not have air conditioning? And I say that within the last 10 years.
How many vehicles you owned that was supposed to have air conditioning? Oh,
yeah, my last vehicle, the AC went, but I wasn't putting any money into it. I was driving into the ground. So it was the good old-fashioned wind down the windows.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's hope we get it have some speed.
So now, 4x4x80. Four windows down, going 80.
You just said wind down the windows, but you pushed a button in your action. Did you have any of those?
I would say my parents.
Yeah, I'm old enough where I remember having a car with those.
I had a car without air conditioning.
And then as you're winding your windows down manually, you would hum. Just impress the people walking by.
I got money.
I got power window money. Yeah, yeah. What's a feature that you won't live without? No, like, we've all become fancy men now.
This ties into our conversation walking to the studio, Gavin.
We're in the parking lot, and I saw Josh's new vehicle. I'm like, dear God, that's a nice vehicle you have there. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I won't. He doesn't have to get into the features, but I said, I can't drive a vehicle like that because I can never go back to sweatshop cars. Once you have the seat,
oh, sweatshop cars are the best.
Right, once you have a seat that massages your butt as you're driving, and then you have the optional spritzer. You know,
Are we still live on Facebook?
Yes.
Okay. Somehow. Did we not turn it off? Or it's fine.
I probably should.
No, it's okay.
Started talking about the squeegee kids.
So, getting back to my question, I will give you my answer. Why? What's the only thing? Like, I can live without sunroof, power windows. I like, but I can't. I can live without sunroof. I can live without a bunch of stuff. Heated seats, I hate.
What?
Yeah, I don't like heated seats. Oh, I don't mind this heating steering wheel.
Okay, heated seats I need because I weigh 8 pounds.
Okay, but the heated seats are like, they're cold. Then you turn the button on and it's cold, cold, cold. And then all of a sudden it's like, lava's flowing under your butt.
No, it goes from cold, cold, cold to, did I just pee myself?
Yes, exactly.
I also remember having that on accidentally in the summertime. Like, how I hit it some reason.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. I turn Megan's on all the time.
Driving to work and I'm like, I'm really uncomfortable, but I don't know why. You get this hot ass as you get out of
your AC go any higher?
I had a vehicle that has intermittent windshield wipers, which I like, but I have rain sensing. So you turn the intermittent on, but as it rains and as it gets harder, it goes on and off a little more. There's nothing more frustrating than not having intermittent windshield wipers and then turning on your wipers every few seconds and then having to turn on faster because like it's raining harder, or you go under a bridge and there's nothing. Like, that is like my creature comfort. Everything else I would give up, but that I have
really?
To have. Yeah, I love it.
I like Apple CarPlay.
Yeah,
really? And I like the blind spot detection.
Yes.
Little thing that shows up in the mirror when there's a car in my blind spot.
I wish Apple CarPlay would be Bluetooth, not where you actually have to plug it in.
Next generations, they are.
Yeah, yeah. But I also say that, but I hate anything that's not wired.
Hold on, time out. One second here. I have to ask about this. Apple CarPlay up until when this year has been plug-in only.
Yeah,
it still is plug-in in my vehicle. But I think new vehicles are coming out with Apple, it Bluetooth.
So let me get this straight. Apple CarPlay has not been Bluetooth since 2006.
This sounds like a Samsung commercial.
Android.
No. Time out. So we're going to stop right there.
Pixel.
My 2006 Ford Escape had Bluetooth on my BlackBerry.
Yeah, okay. So it is Bluetooth. You can get it. Like, if Apple. I want to play something on my phone or get the calls and stuff, it'll do Bluetooth. But if you want to have the visual connectivity of having your menus and stuff on your screen so you can interact with your phone but on your Bluetooth, that has to be plugged in.
On your car's screen.
On your car screen.
Time out for 1 second. It's 2023. You're still touching your car? In 2006, I was pushing the voice button and going... Play Behind the Bunker podcast.
Well, we can
episode 313, and then it would go.
Yeah, we've had a voice button for eons.
I didn't even have a screen.
Yeah.
I didn't need to touch Apple was in my car.
But that goes against everything I don't like. And I know that you guys are all going to snicker at me, but I hate talking to Alexa. I hate doing voice to text, and I hate being on the phone like this, like I see everybody as speakerphone. I hate it.
Oh, that's infuriating.
It annoys, or video phone. That's the worst.
I want to punch people who walk around on video and talk.
Oh, yeah. But that's.
But I have if I walk into the studio and ask Alexa, and I say, turn on blah, 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 the lights, it'll turn on the lights. But I've moved that thing to a switch now, so I just actually touch a switch. I hate it. I feel
you touch buttons?
Yes. I'm a button toucher. Ooh. I'll push your buttons. I know I'm the only one in this room that probably feels that way, but I just...
Dude, my entire house is voice activated.
Yeah. And good for you. I'm sure it's awesome. I feel silly. Though?
What?
How is that with children, though? Do they just screw around with it?
It doesn't recognize their voice.
Ooh. Yeah. Remember, Matt, you're not allowed to ask about children anymore.
Slag off.
Let's start a nasty rumor. Yes. 600 episodes in, we can really tell you the truth.
I have to chime in.
I'm sitting next to him on the plane. That's all I'm saying.
I want to chime in.
Sorry, you'll have to sit next to me because I'm visually impaired.
That was the greatest flight home ever.
And I had
Todd
to...
Todd getting walked in by the arm by the steward.
And I had to sit there and pretend like I couldn't see her very well. We'll get to that story another time.
Oh, Jesus. That was fantastic.
You guys are horrible.
I didn't know. My wife booked me in somehow that she clicked a button that she shouldn't have.
So I remember the look on Todd's face. I'm what?
I have a difficult seeing. Is that why I got this seat?
Yes, sir. You're visually impaired. Is this correct?
After finding this out, after I had been in a comfortable seat, commenting on how awesome this is, and we're all sitting in the front row with the middle seat between us as a table.
She came and did the flight safety thing in front of Todd because she was
essentially and they were doing the hand signals. And I'm sitting there like, yep, yep.
Oh, she was signing for you?
I thought, wasn't she that was doing something?
She was doing like the big motions with the seatbelt so he could see what was going on.
Oh, yes, that's, yeah.
And had the oversized seatbelt.
It was a cartoon seatbelt. They had another stewardess behind them making the sound effects.
Oh, man.
Oh, I felt so bad. I felt so bad.
No, you didn't.
Anyways, feeling bad, ladies and gentlemen. We should end this nonsense of a podcast. Does anyone have final thoughts before we end it?
I was going to add in about the vehicle thing, but that's fine. No, it's a 600 episode. I might as well not get it.
Well, I would write it down for next week, but I already got scoffed that I wrote down Squeegee Kids because I wanted to talk about it.
What prompted that in your memory?
Someone said Squeegee, and I was remembering the Squeegee Kids.
Like, oh, this is great after show.
You wrote it down.
Now I was gonna write it down about requirements for a paintball caddy. I'm writing it down. I don't care if you laugh at me. That's a question I would like to talk about.
Did you write down about the paintball dictionary topic?
I didn't. Paintball dictionary.
No, that sounds like something that would be useful. Let's not talk about that.
And what was the other one, Matt? The one that Wolf talked about. We were gonna do it next week. Oh no, sorry. It was John Jones gear bag.
Oh, yeah, but that's a good idea.
Non-paintball
in your gear bag.
Yeah.
And you should provide a picture.
You're all giving me information to write down as you all just bitched at me. Non-paintball. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Gavin Sharma, for being on the 600th episode.
Wonderful to be here, folks, and apparently I am here for much more, 600 more, I think the contract is, so I misread it. Looking forward to seeing you for 600 more, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for your support all these years, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
And speaking of support, Jeremiah DePilon, a longtime viewer, we haven't seen him in a while, just donated some stars.
Oh, hey, thank you.
Jeez. Awesome. Thank you, sir.
He's got that star money.
Yeah, the old Wild Bunch. Yeah.
Unfortunately, his children will not eat tomorrow, but I appreciate it. While they're crying in hunger, I know that we appreciate it. Joe, thank you for being on the show.
Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Thanks for watching. I know not everybody watches every week, but you tune in and out, whether it's frequently or infrequently. We are still here. We are happy to be doing the show. This is 600 episodes, 36,000 minutes, 25 days worth of Behind the Bunker episodes, 590-ish vaults. But thanks everyone for tuning in, watching, and like and share, tell your friends. Maybe we'll have some new watchers, And until then, we'll see you soon. Pew, pew.
And speaking of inappropriate watchers, Josh Zubizabrikas, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for letting me watch again in studio.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you to everyone. Thank you to Matt, to the Crypt, for pushing all the buttons and producing. And thank you to all of you guys for watching every week. We'll see you next week.